You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today we're going to be asking the same question, can I be in control of my life? Is there some way that I can be in control? And many people are in the pursuit of happiness. Okay, last week we talked about that. People are pursuing for happiness. But actually, the more important question is for us to pursue God. The focus and the attention is in the wrong place. And so today we're going to ask that question. Can I be in control of my life? Gusto niyo bang malaman yung sagot? Salamat dun sa apat na sumagot. Okay, but I want you to stand up, turn your Bibles to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And we're going to read two verses today, okay, to answer that question. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can read along behind us. But my suggestion always, as we want to go in our relationship with God, if we're going to pursue anything, let's pursue His Word and have our Bibles with us. Okay, we're going to start in verse 11. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge. But time and chance happens to them all. For man does not know his time, like fish that are taken in an evil net, and like birds that are caught in a snare, so the children of man are snared at an evil time, when it suddenly falls upon them. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we can glean from the wisdom of Solomon. But more important, Lord, you've put this in your word. And I pray, Lord, that we can glean what you want to speak to us today. I pray, Lord, that you illuminate your word in our hearts, in our minds, so that we will be able to understand what the meaning of life is, who should be in control, is there true happiness in this world. But I pray, Lord, that you speak to us today, that we can understand how you want us to act, how you want us to live out our lives. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word. I pray, Lord, use me. I am your servant today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have your seat. In reviewing this series and answering this question, I realized that on my own thinking, okay, under the sun, that control is really important. Control is something that either people are trying to get out of, control of our parents, control of our bosses, control of our spouses. Spouse, okay, hindi naman marami, okay? But in general, okay, merong nagko-control, okay? And so some people are trying to get out of that control, and some people are battling to get control of something. Okay, so ganun yung labanan. It's either you're battling to get control of something, or you're battling to get out of control. Okay, and that's the battle with children, with teenagers, with adults. Okay, I wish I can go back to the time when my mom was under control. Dahil siya yung magbabayad ng kotse, siya yung nagbabayad ng gasolina, insurance siya nagbabayad, pagkain ko siya nag-aasikaso. Okay, parang ang sarap nung dati. And when I was a teenager, I wanted to get out of that control that she had over my life. But now I appreciate it. So, Mom, if you're listening, help me. Insurance is coming up. But that's, you know, we try to get out of it, but realize later on that it was good that we were under control with someone. So sometimes it's not a matter of the battle of the control, but actually who is in control of our lives. Imbis na iniisip natin na, can I be in control? Sino dapat yung nagko-control sa atin? Yun yung makikita natin dito in this text. And there's been battles of this that we've seen in all areas of life. Okay, it could be your school, in your workplace, in your relationships. There's a battle. The original sin of Eve is actually a battle of control. She wanted to somehow be in control and be like God. And so she ate of the fruit. So yung battle na yun. So from that point up to today, this is a continuous battle. Kung makikita mo, in Lord of the Rings, it's a battle for that ring. That Sauron ring na pinaglalabanan nila. Okay? Tama ba yun? Okay. That's precious. Okay? Yun yung pinaglalabanan nila in the Marvel series of all these movies. Guardians of the Galaxy being the recent one, they've been asking and finding out where these Infinity Stones are that contains the major power and yun yung pinaglalabanan. And I'm excited about the upcoming movies because they're going to reveal how all of these things will come together. All of the Marvel movies are going to come together because makikita mo it yung Tesseract on the top right. Okay, nakita na natin yan sa nag-movie, Captain America, nandun na yan. Okay, ito, Guardians of the Galaxy, nakita natin to. Yon ginagamit ni Loki, okay? Interested ba kayo? Okay, but anyway. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the battle. Okay, who's gonna win? But some of these battles are just actually pretty silly. It's a comic book. And even in sports, we see a battle that people are fighting for. And it's interesting that some of the most, sabihin mong parang yung act like a man, yung the most machismo battles that we see in football, American football and boxing, ano yung pinaglalabanan nila? They're fighting for a ring. Okay? Hindi ba nakaka, parang it's weird. These men, burly, strong men are fighting so that they can get, I wanna get that ring. Okay? That's what they're fighting for. And for boxing, belt. And all the women can appreciate this. Accessorize. Okay? Importante yung accessories. Okay? So for the women, they appreciate, okay, they're battling for the ring. So that's how you can get them interested in sports, guys. Okay? Kung gusto nyo maging interested, you know, they're battling for a ring with diamonds. They'll be interested. They're battling for a belt. Anong klaseng belt? Well, anyway, so... Salamat. Guess it's a tough crowd today. Anyway. But this is the frustration of most people. The frustration is where the battle is and who is in control. The battle is physical. How to lose 20 pounds, how to gain 20 pounds, whatever it is. Sometimes it's intellectual. Sometimes it's financial and relational. All these battles are trying to get who will be in control of these different parts. And that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at the Solomon's wisdom. And we're going to see, ito ba yung tamang puntahan natin? Ito ba yung kailangan, ito ba yung magiging source natin ng power and to be able to get control? And right there in verse 11, we can see here, okay, this is Solomon talking about it. Again, I saw that under the sun, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent, nor favor to those with knowledge, but time and chance happens to them all. Right there, we can see who's in control. Is it the most powerful? Is it for the swift? Okay? Is it the swift person that gets all the control? Sinasabi ni Solomon, hindi daw. Okay, is it to the strong? Is it the strongest person will be in control? Yeah, in certain situations, they can overpower you and get it, but are they really in control? Sinasabi dito, hindi daw. Okay, is it to the wise? Is it the most intelligent? Okay, kaya ako maraming tinapay. The bread does not go to the wise. Marami daw akong tinapay dahil hindi ako wise. Or is it with the riches? We've seen rich people be influential. But is it really the source and it should that really be in control of our lives? We're going to see this in this text and how really it's against what we're actually chasing after. People are chasing and trying to get control by being the most swift, by being the strongest, by being rich, by being wise. And yet they see things slip between their fingers because sinasabi dito ni Solomon, chance, time and chance happen to them all. It's really something else that is the source of that control and will guide you in your life. Is it the swift or the strong? You know, recently there was a tragic career-ending injury with one of the top basketball players in the NBA right now. I don't know if you've heard this, Paul George. I don't even want to watch it. I just heard about what happened. I saw him on the ground, but it's just a tragic thing. He went up and jumped. He landed and broke his leg. That does. I'm fine. Jump higher, okay? I'm okay. And he's done that thousands of times. And yet that one time, this time and chance happened, and he broke his leg, career ender. This past year, he's been ranked the fifth best basketball player in the NBA currently. Time and chance happened to him. Is control to the swift and the strong? He couldn't control himself. That happened to him. Now, is it to the wise? Yung mga matatalino ba? Is that how we can get control? Yeah, certainly we see it. We see it in society that wise people can maneuver certain things. But in the end, they're actually not in control either. Okay? Pastor Dennis and I had an opportunity to watch a movie called Lucy recently. Okay? Recommended to more adult audience, and medyo yung malakas yung tiyan nyo, okay? Because it's pretty violent and weird things were happening. But the whole premise of the movie was trying to get more wisdom, okay? The scientists would say that average human beings would use about 10 to only 15% of their brain capacity. I know of people that use much less. But sabi nila, 10% daw, it's a normal person. Okay? And that's what they're using. And they were imagining what life would be like if you would be able to use more of it. And so they were trying to find drugs and different things to be able to accelerate that. And that's what the movie's about. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but they all die in the end. No. But that yun yung pinaglalabanan. And unfortunately today, we're doing that to our kids. With all the different activities. At 1 year old pa lang, kailangan nagbabasa ka na, anak. Okay? Kailangan marunong ka na mag-swimming. Okay? Kailangan, di ba? I mean, they're one. Okay? It's good that you're just able to feed them and they're not spitting all over their place. Okay? But that's something, there's been a professionalization of childhood. We exert so much pressure on our children that there's been a massive parang effort na get them involved. By 4 years old, they should be like Mozart composing songs. Grabe, mag-enjoy ka muna, anak. Have fun. Okay? School is going to be long. I know. I stayed longer than most people. But you're going to enjoy that. Enjoy the season that you're in. Okay? But somehow, the family is no longer a haven for a heartless world. But kailangan, get involved in this piano. Tapos art. Tapos, my children get involved in those things, but there's no pressure for them na kailangan that you will be the best. We want them to be the best. We want you to put your effort into it, but there's no pressure in that. There shouldn't be any pressure on that. Dahil merong tayong hindi nagawa na gusto nating ipasa sa anak natin, eh hindi mo nga nagawa, bakit mo ipapasa sa anak mo? Hindi mo kinaya. Most likely, there's a limit. Okay? Here's a secular view of what's happening in society today. Okay? Sinasabi nito ni Helen Rubin in her book, Fast Company. Of all the subjects we obsess about, success is the one we lie about the most. That success and its cousin money will make us secure. That success and its cousin power will make us important. That success and its cousin fame will make us happy. It's time to tell the truth. Why is our generation's smartest, most talented, most successful people flirting with disaster in record numbers? People are using all their means to get money, power, glory, and then self-destruction. Maybe they didn't want it from the first place. Maybe they didn't like what they saw when they finally achieved it. This is not a Christian talking. It is exactly talking about what Solomon is dealing with. We chase after all these things, power and all these things, money. Pero pag umabot ka na doon, wala. Nagwawala. Nagwawala ang mga tao. Okay? Is it with the rich? Is it the rich that will have the power, ultimate control of things? But you see, I don't have time to go through all. If you look at the suicides of businessmen, you Google it, time after time, when there's a crisis that happened. In 2008 alone, there's andaming tao na nagpapakamatay dahil somehow their chase for money, they fell short and they took their lives. It's a sad thing when you look at it. Because it's not something that we should be chasing after to begin with. Here's a quote, a famous quote from Jim Carrey. I wish everyone could get rich and famous and have everything they ever dreamed of. So they would know that it's not the answer. Okay? Wala dun yung sagot. Wala dun yung sagot. But many of the world, many of us, sometimes, even as Christians, we're chasing after these things. But who is really in control? It's a false sense of control. You know, parang hindi nag-work yata to. Can you pass me a remote? Baka, ayaw mag-work eh. Baka kailangan niyo mas malaki. Magana ba? Wala yata ang baterya. 12 volts daw yung kailangan nito. Okay? It's not about someone who has the biggest control. Okay, yung bata ako, kung ganun din sa bahay niyo, kung sino yung nag-handle ng remote control, they have the power of what to watch, right? It's the ultimate thing for a guy to be in control of their remote control. Kumukuha si Pastor Larry, okay? Dito, kumukuha. Okay, thank you. All right. But is it because of the biggest control? Kung sa'yo nasa yung pinakamalaking remote control, yun yung okay yan. Okay yan, pare ko. Nasa yung pinakamalaki. Okay? Kaya mo yan. Miski ihampas ko to. Okay? It's my wife that's still in control. No, just kidding. She's here today. there's a balance of control that we're after. And it's not about the biggest. It's not about the power. It's not about the riches. It's not about all those things. You know what? Our chase for all those things, anong naging resulta? Man is out of control. Man has gotten out of control because they're relying on their abilities, they're relying on the tools that they have. So it's actually cruel to tell someone that you can achieve whatever you want. So US is so popular to say that and to release that, oh, just put your mind to it and, you know, just grind it out and you're going to achieve whatever. No, you can't. That's cruel to say that. I would love to be in the NBA, but God made my body in such a way that I'm more of a swimmer. And if I try and try and try to be in the wrong place and with the tools that God has given me, I'm going to end up frustrated. But because I got involved in something that God has created me for, there's satisfaction. There's contentment, there's fulfillment in doing what God has called us to do. And that's where a little bit of control that we can get. Man has been out of control. You should see your pastors in the buffet. That's out of control. Not recently, okay? Dahil nga nag... Diba? Kaya naman si Pastor Larry, diba? Kaya naman Pastor Larry. He's gotten control of something. In this past year, something that was out of control before, he put it in the hands of God and told God, God, help me in this. And he's gotten control of something that, bro, pa-share naman, oh. Tignan, hindi na nahiya na. Yeah! 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 Nahiya ba si Pastor Larry? Okay, anyway, but that's getting control of something. Actually, the way we can get control is to give it to somebody else. That's somebody else. We're going to look at that later on. Okay, as we move on. But here's the situation. Do you really want to be in control? Do you really want to be in control? Because here's the situation. For man does not know his time. Kung hindi mo alam ang oras mo, like fish, they are taken in an evil net. We can't even control the consequence of our sin sometimes. Sometimes we'll just fall into, you're in a situation, you can't choose. You don't know. We can't control time. They were asking about time. I wish I could control time. 24 hours is not enough. Yeah, it depends on what you're chasing after. But you have no control over that because you don't know. So yung sa katabi mo, you don't know. Nako, yung mga asawa, excited nung sila, you don't know. But we don't. That's what it says in His Word. Man is simply is not capable of controlling anything. To be true, I mean, you don't know when you're going to die. You don't know when your time is up. Sometimes we don't know what your limit is. Oh no, I control my drinking. Really? Yeah, you know when you move to the next level. Oh, I control my diet. Really? Tell me if you do. Pastor Laria. We'll move on. I'm sorry. We don't have control. Okay? And whatever actually is controlling you becomes your Lord. Rebecca Ripper, Pippert, ito yung sabi niya, whatever controls us is our Lord. The person who seeks power is controlled by power. The person who seeks acceptance is controlled by people he or she wants to please. We do not control ourselves. We are controlled by the Lord of our lives. And that Lord cannot be necessarily be a capital Lord. It could be something else, a small Lord. And it could be power. It could be money. All those things that we've been talking about. And man has somehow, that's why merong people that are against religion, because somehow that's a way man has created religion and created gods that they like to control. Okay, men like gods that they can control. Okay, and ang lumabas dito is a new philosophy that people are living out. They call it a moralistic therapeutic deism. Okay, ito yung sinasabi dyan. And there's a definition for it. God is something like a combination divine butler and cosmic therapist. He is always on call, takes care of any problems that arise, professionally helps his people to feel better about themselves, and does not become too personally involved in the process. Lord, bless me. Lord, heal me. Lord, I want her. Lord, I want him. But please, don't come into my life fully. There are certain things that I want to stay in control over. Well, if we do that, then he's not really Lord of our lives. If we do that, then he's not really in control. You're still in control, and you are out of control because you don't know. Kung magpapa-opera kayo, okay, just say that appendectomy. Okay, yun na lang pinakasimple. I had that, wow, many years ago. It was before my competition, and suddenly my whole season was going to be changed because of this appendectomy. Who did I go to? Did I go to my mom? Mom, my appendix needs to be taken out. Can you please take it out? Did I go to a mechanic? Kaibigan ko yung mechanic ko eh. He's good. He's amazing with my car. Do you go to your jeweler? Wow, the amazing craftsmanship that they're able to make with diamonds and all this jewelry that they're able to create. Where do you go? Do you go to that? Do you go to your pastor? Yeah. Fine. Go to your pastor. We'll pray for you. But I'm not going to do an appendectomy on you. And you don't want me to do an appendectomy on you. Because I don't know how to do it. Have you figured out life? That you can be in control of your life fully? We can't. Because we don't know. We don't know from the beginning and the end. And we can see here what happens. In Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Okay, this is what God was saying. This is Paul talking. Okay, for although they knew God, they did not honor him or ask God or give thanks to him. but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Verse 25, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. People have given their lives to so many different things. They know about God. We're in a nation that knows about God and loves God, but they're going to different things, and the last resort is God. That shouldn't be. He is in control. Who is in control? God is in control. Okay? Sino yung may control sa buhay? It's really God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. For by Him all things were created. All. You want to know the Greek word for all? What the meaning? It means all. Lahat. Okay? Walang pagbabago doon. For by Him, God, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. You see that? We're chasing after all those things, but He is in control of it. He is before all things, and in Him, all things hold together. If that's not control, that's ultimate control. Everything is under Him. Heaven and in earth, lahat is under His control. So who should we be giving our lives to? Who should be in control of your life? If God created you a certain way, He created you for a purpose. And He knows that purpose. The exciting part of Christianity is being in line with Him and asking Him, Lord, how do You want to use me? You made me this way. You have me be given birth in a certain place, be in a certain family. You made me this way. And sometimes you wonder, can I just be a little bit taller? Can I just be a little bit slimmer? And we try to control. Liposuction. If you need it, fine. Nose lift. If you need it, fine. I'm not saying don't do that. But when are we going to be content with what God has given us? And using that for His glory. Okay, baka mamaya tumatawag na yung mga doktor sa akin. Ayaw mo daw ng mga... Fine, if you need it, ask God. How about that? Imbis na gumastos tayo ng milyon-milyon ng peso, God, do you want me to have a nicer nose? There's this doctor that can work on it. And if he says, fine, go ahead, do it, great. Wala akong problema doon. But is it being led by God? Now, we can apply that with our nose lift. Okay, we can apply it in any area of our lives. Lord, is this the school You want me to get involved in? Is this the ministry You want me to get involved in? Is this a relationship You want me to get involved in? Because Lord, You are in control and I'm going to listen to You. Would that revolutionize your life? I believe it will. But it depends on who's in control. Man wants control. Man cannot be in control. The truth is, you don't want to be in control. If you think about it, you don't want to be controlled because you're out of control. But compared to that, God is in control. Okay? He is always in control. And the truth is, the end of the matter is, you want Him to be in control. Because He's going to guide you and help you and do great things in your life. This is not in the PowerPoint. But if you go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, here's God being in control. Ito yung sinasabi in verse 11, He has made... Dala niyo yung Bible niyo? Yung mga may dala ng Bible. Okay, chapter 3, verse 11. Yung hindi, basahin ko na lang. Okay? Kaya dapat dala niyo yung Bible niyo. Okay? Kaya hindi ko nilagay sa screen. Kasi ay lalagay naman sa screen yung sasabihin niya. Okay, I'm gonna read this. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Who did that? Who makes all things beautiful in its time? God, because He's in control. Also, He has put eternity in the hearts of men, of man's hearts, yet so he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning and the end. Here's our limitation. There's eternity in our hearts. And so, because it's eternity, we can't just go back and forth. We're looking beyond that. We're looking beyond what happens to us here on earth. Okay, and because of that, we're limited. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. In the end, this is still not the end, but he's saying, just do good, be joyful in what you're doing. Be satisfied in how God made you. Be satisfied in where he's put you. He's doing something in your life, and in time, he's going to make things beautiful in his time. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Whatever God's doing in your life is going to last. It's for forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing, anything taken away from it. God has done it so that people will fear before him. That's what God wants for us. When he's in control, when we give things to him, and we do our part. I'm not saying we don't do our part. But do the part that God has called you to do, and there will be joy in it. There will be satisfaction in it. And that's where we can find joy. And that's the thing that we can control. Wow. Now, at the end of the matter, really, God has to be in control. Pinag-uusapan natin is someone who we can't even describe. And St. Augustine, sabi niya, we are talking about God. What wonder is it that you do not understand? If you do understand, then it is not God. Kung kaya mong i-explain, kung kaya mong malaman, then that's not God, because God is so infinite and so amazing that we can't wrap our tiny brains around it, even if we have 100% capacity, even if you reach the 10% capacity. We can't wrap around and think about the fullness of who God is. But we know and put faith in Him that He is in control. We put faith in His word that says that everything in His time will become beautiful. The end of the matter, here's the wisest man saying, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, with every secret thing, whether good or evil. That's how Solomon ended his letter, saying that God is in control. The thing that we can control is who we give our lives to and allow God to be in control. And that's where everything will fall into place. Following his commands, obeying him, that's our duty. That's the thing that we can control. You want control? Sure. Control based on what God has given you. And with that, there's satisfaction, joy, and peace. There's a hole in our heart that nothing can be filled except by God alone. And so in this series, when God is in control, He moves us from wholehearted with a hole in our heart and moves us with a whole heart. We'll be wholehearted with Jesus in our lives. Let's stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this time once again. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you've given Solomon, that now we're benefiting from it, reading from it. His mistakes, his victories, every aspect of life, Lord, we're able to see from what he has learned that's under the sun. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you indeed take control of our lives. That whatever it is that you've allotted for us, whatever it is that you've purposed for us, that truly it goes back to our vision here in this church, which is to honor you, to honor God and make disciples. I believe that that's something that each and every one of us, being part of this spiritual family, that this is something that you have called us to do. And I pray, Lord, that we will give our lives to that. that that's something that we can control, that's something that we can be involved in every area of our lives. And I thank you, Lord, that you will be able to start doing this. I pray, Lord, that you will help us get started and turn away from everything the Bible calls sin and receive what you've done for us. Accept what you've done for us and grow from there. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for new lives. I thank you, Lord, that you will continue to change us and mold us into your image. That's a promise in your word, Lord, and we're not going to strive for something that it's not for us. You've made me a man, and I'm not going to strive to be something else. You've made my wife a woman, and she's not going to strive for something else. You've made us according to your purpose, and you did not make a mistake because you are in control. Lord, help us, Lord. Help us identify the things that we're still grabbing hold of. Help us, Lord, to be able to loosen that grip and have you be in control of our lives so that your joy, your peace, your love will be upon us. We thank you, Lord. Can you just look up for a second? We're not going to miss out on this opportunity. A lot of us are still in control of different things of our lives. And I believe God has set up this message today, and you're here not by mistake. God wants you to respond to Him. God wants you to respond to His commandments, respond to His will for our lives. And we have an opportunity to release that control to Him. Maybe you're a Christian here, been a Christian for a long time, but you know there are certain things that you're still grabbing hold of and you're saying, Lord, you can have everything except this one area. Well, today, we're not going to miss out on that opportunity for you to release that to God right now. For you to release that to God and allow Him to take control and guide you where He wants you to be. Where you will find peace and joy. With heads bowed down, eyes closed. If that's you and there's certain things that you want to be able to turn over, you know what? There's nothing that the world can offer. There really isn't anything that the world can offer. You've been chasing after it. You've been holding on to those things. But if you want to release it to God right now, with heads bowed down, it's not meant to embarrass you, but this is between you and God. I want you to lift up your hands and I'll pray for you. I see that hand. Okay, thank you. You see those hands? All right, all over the room. Heavenly Father, you see these hands. They're believing by faith that you are going to guide them and help them in that area. That you will be the one that will change their heart, that will fill that void in their heart, and that their lives will be glorified, that their lives will be glorifying you in everything that they do. Lord, take control of those areas. Whatever it may be, whatever feel, whatever situation, Lord, you be in control. And I pray, Lord, that you will be glorified with these men and women. We thank you, Lord, for that new life. Go ahead and put your hands down. Another group I want to pray for, and this is the last group. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, you've not given Him the full control of your life, you can do that today. You can turn your life over to Him and say, Lord, be the Lord of my life. Be in control of every area. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can make that decision today. And with heads bowed down, eyes closed once again, I want you to lift up your hands. I believe there's a number of people. Okay, I see that hand. Thank you. There's a number of people that need to make that response today. See those hands? Anyone else? If you're lifting up your hands, say this prayer with me. And I invite everyone to say that prayer with me. To say it with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I thank you, Lord, that because of your sacrifice, I can have a new life. My sins are not only forgiven, but they are taken away. not only are they taken away, but you've given me your holiness and righteousness so I can live a life that will bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this new life. Be glorified in all of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.